guest, the GOP chairman of the state of Illinois. His name is Pat Brady. He is a former prosecutor of the United States Justice Department, a two-time recipient of the Special Achievement Award given by the Justice Department, as well as the state chairperson for the Republican Party in Illinois. Mr. Brady, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, good to be here.
All right. Well, you've won some seats up there for the GOP. What the heck's going on in Illinois?
Oh, yeah. We've turned blue to at least a lighter shade of blue and a lot of red. We won
to purple.
Obama's Senate seat. We won, as of last night, we won five congressional races. A bunch of seats in the Illinois House and Senate, and a whole bunch of county board seats and sheriff's offices and things that are important for the future.
Well, it sounds like to me y'all are doing a lot of good work.
Yeah, we did. You know, we had a good team this year. A lot of people enthused, and unlike you guys, I think we are the most mismanaged state in the country, and we've been run by the Democrats for the last 8 years, so that gave people reason to get out.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, tell me this. How did the state get into the financial mess that it's in, particularly the Chicago area?
Borrowing, spending. It's like they say all the time, it's a spending problem. Instead of cutting spending or curbing spending, they just borrowed and borrowed and borrowed. And then we had, you know, Rod Blagojevich at the helm. And so now we have the most underfunded pension in the country, about a $6 billion budget deficit on a two-year cycle, so 13, $6 billion in unpaid bills. It's a mess.
Wow, it sounds like our federal government at the same time a little bit, doesn't it?
You know, they did a survey a couple months ago, and as far as creditworthiness, we're right behind Iraq.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in bad shape.
Well, thankfully, the founders of our country had the foresight to figure out how we could have a peaceful revolt about every 2 years, and we just had one, and you won a tremendous amount of seats. Let me ask you this. Dick Morris was on, I think he was on Fox News where I saw him, and he said that states like Illinois and California and others should use their financial situation, even bankruptcy, to break these union, especially the public union contracts. I'd love to hear your opinion there.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things we want to do, but I do agree that the union folks have way too much influence. And it's not the rank and file, it's the leadership. And if if you follow Illinois at all, what happened here in the governor's race, so the Democrat governor cut some really rotten deals with the union leadership during the course of the election, even up to the last couple of days, and that's ultimately what won it for him because he had heavy union turnout. But that needs to be, their influence needs to be curtailed. And again, I'm not trashing unions. There's my mom was in a union, and it's important, but they have too much power in the state.
Mr. Brady, hi. This is Steve Rodriguez here. What are some of the new congressmen or women from your state that have Tea Party bona fides? In other words, they can be counted on to rein in spending when they get to D.C.?
I think all of them can be counted on to do that, and the Tea Party had a big influence in Illinois, particularly south of Cook County and in the northwest suburbs. Joe Walsh, who I think could be considered a Tea Party candidate, his win was confirmed last night as Melissa Bean conceded. So I think all of them are fiscal conservatives, and I think the reality is for anybody in elected office, Republican or Democrat alike, if you don't become a fiscal conservative, you're going to be looking for a different job.
Right.
No question about that. And I forgot to introduce my co-host here today with me. I have David Nicholas and Steve Rodriguez. Tell me this, the question for you. Do you see Illinois going in such a way to generate business, to bring businesses in? We were talking to the GOP chairman for the state of California, and he essentially said their policy is running business off, not attracting them. Is Illinois now in a position to take steps to attract new business?
Not given what we've seen, even though the governor, what he said the other day, they're still talking into tax and spend policies. And I think I say that, you just make a comparison between in Indiana and Illinois. Indiana's been a net job growth state, and we've been a net job loss state. I think we've lost 200,000 jobs in the last 2 years. So I don't see any policy changes that are going to draw jobs to Illinois, which is a shame. I don't know how familiar you are with Illinois, but from the city to the southern part of the state, there are a lot of assets here, a lot of intellectual firepower. It's a great state.
Oh, but, no question. And beautiful.
I think Chicago is one of the greatest cities in the world, and they just have done nothing to attract business, at least with the policies. And it's all, we have a Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, who's been in power 40 years. I was in third grade when Mike Madigan went to Springfield.
That is unbelievable.
I just got my AARP card in the mail the other day.
So did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've visited Chicago. My wife is actually from Chicago. I've sat at the top of the John Hancock Building and looked over. That's Lake Michigan, is it not?
Oh yeah.
Look over, beautiful state. It should be in a position to attract business, and it's really a shame that's not the case.
Yeah, if you look from that top of that building, you have some of the best hospitals in the country, some of the best universities in the country, some great sports teams, some great places to live, great views, great everything, and just they've blown it by, you know, overtaxing, overspending, and just making it unaffordable for business to stay here.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're doing good work there. I'd love for our listeners to know how to make a contribution to the Illinois GOP party. How would they do it?
Yeah, we are illinois.org, and that's our website. We'd certainly appreciate it. And why don't you guys have me down for a live studio visit, like in February when it's freezing here?
You know what? That sounds like a great idea. We're talking today to the GOP chairman of the state of Illinois, I should say, Pat Brady. Sir, thank you so much for being with us.
No, it's a pleasure. Talk to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. All right. We're coming up on